Welcome to Level Up Awareness. The intention of this podcast is to raise your vibration and expand your consciousness. The elements are pivotal in the creation of these messages, with the earth bringing the purity and the clarity of the forest and mountains of Mother Gaia. The fire providing positive energy and light codes from the sun. The water sharing its wisdom from the lakes, rivers and beaches. The air overflowing truth with the magical and powerful breath. And love with empowering positive messages to bring rememberings of who we are. This podcast is lovingly brought to you by levelup111.com, the home of high vibrational guidance and positive energy.
Oh, ho, 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 legendary souls. My name is Joff and I'm a messenger of the truth today, baby. The truth and the breath, nature, the sun, you know, the classics. All the good stuff, all the beautiful stuff that allows us to enjoy this beautiful life. Enjoy this beautiful experience for what it is. It's a magical place that we live. We're in the age of awareness right now. The truth is slowly being filtered out. The vibration is slowly but surely being realized because it's such a magical time right now. It's, you know, to tap into that 5D magical high vibrational energy. However, you know, we've got to do the work within. We've got to face traumas, confront issues that have been going on within ourselves, potential conflicts that have been basically taking us away from the present moment, bringing in stress, causing anxiety. And how do we face these things? I mean, there's many different ways. There's actually so many. Probably top three was what I've just mentioned is, you know, spending time with the sun, spending time with nature, spending time on your breath. And yeah, and definitely raising your knowledge levels and doing research and allowing your mind to comprehend what's going on right now in this magnificent shift in consciousness. You know, what is this shift in consciousness though? What's it all about? You know, I've heard you talk about the fifth dimension, Joff. What is that shit? Well, all it is frequency. You know, we've gone from a lower vibrational frequency to a higher vibrational frequency in a slow transition over the course of, it's been many years. And I'm going to break it down even a little bit further to the respect of Mother Gaia, the beautiful goddess, queen that we all are on top of right now. We are on top of her. We are with her. We are one with her. She is, thanks for having us. Basically, she's a legendary soul that allows us to be on her. A majestic, glorious queen. And she's raising in vibration fairly quickly. Nothing can stop her. And as she raises in vibration, if we don't learn lessons, if we don't let go of old energy, if we don't basically better ourselves, you can say, upgrade, remember who we are. There's a lot of different ways things you can say. It's up to you to how you want to perceive that. Because if you don't do it, then it's going to be a little bit more and more difficult. And a lot of the external noise on the outside from like the news and a lot of that riffraff energy that's basically third dimension energy that's in conflict, that wants war, that energy, it's going to be available to you more. Whereas when you're learning lessons, growing, upgrading, you realize that that's just noise and that's not really serving you. That's not really like, you can't do anything about it. All of the stuff on the news is out of your control completely. And once you realize that what's in your control, your breath, your immediate surroundings, cleaning up your backyard, looking after yourself. And why are these things so important, essential? Important, I don't like to use the word essential. They're a great idea. Why are they so important? For not just yourself, but for everyone around you. It's because we're all frequency towers. Yeah, there's 5G towers that are around. They implemented during the Big C, interestingly enough, by the way. But we're all frequencies. And when you raise your vibration and your frequency to feel really good and to feel in this high vibrational energy. Well, that's the fifth dimension frequency right there, ladies and gentlemen, legends out there. And when you're emitting that frequency, well, then you're magnetic. You're going to be magnetizing in positive experiences, positive energies. And that's why it's a very, very good idea to clean up your backyard. Anything that's been stressing you out, focus energy on it. Your focus and attention, it's massive. It's everything. Where attention goes, energy flows. If you focus your energy on anything, any area, that area has no choice. It has no choice but to be almost illuminated. And what I mean by that is, like, for example, if it's a stress in your experience, well, that stress will slowly but surely reveal itself to you. It could be deep. Sometimes we haven't faced areas within us for extended periods of time. And when we focus energy finally on it, it can take a while. It can take months. Like, for example, lower vibrational frequencies, you know, like, you know, stress, shame, guilt, these energies and attentions, when you focus energies and attentions on whether there's potentially any of these energies within your DNA cells, your energy, if you focus energy and attention on these potential vibrations, lower vibrations, or they might have been hiding under the surface for a while to be illuminated. And the beautiful part about it is that anything and everything that's within you that's not necessarily pure, that's stressed, that's not necessarily free, what you can do is focus attention and energy on it, and it's going to be released inevitably. It's going to happen whenever it's meant to be. It could take months, can take weeks, can take days, can take hours, can take minutes. And that's the beautiful thing about this podcast, this message. Well done for receiving this. Because basically the best ways to reduce these lower vibrational frequencies in a quick amount of time. Like, I feel like I've had to go through I've gone through years of an upgrade. I call them upgrades. Even months of upgrades. And I feel like I've gone through them so that I can teach better ways. Because for me personally, getting to nature, spending time in nature, in the clean air and the oxygen, and being still is the number one way. We're so designed, and it's innately within our cells and DNA to do and to continuously work and to not stop and to talk. Oh, it's exhausting. The way that we are designed to live our lives is so backwards and against who we actually are as superhuman, divine, magical beings of light that are, you know, action and calm. Action man, action woman, calm man, calm woman. Once you can tap into that action and that calm within yourself, well, shit, you're playing on an amazing wicket. You're living on an amazing foundation and surface that, you know, you can face anything. You'll be able to deal with anything. And that's why sometimes you're learning in particular moments to focus. All right, I've got to be more calm in this moment. All right, I've got to be more action and more, I've got to do more stuff right now. You know, it's about that balance. It's about that balance. A lot of the time in the Western cultures, I encourage everyone to be more and to do less, and to feel more. Because what you do when you feel, you go to nature, grab a chair, breathe in that beautiful oxygen of the trees, which is so good for our cells and our DNA and for stress leaving, so good for anxiety leaving, so good to deal with trauma, and so good to deal with any sort of past energies that no longer serve you. What you're doing by being is you're allowing those energies to come to the surface for them to be released. It's a very simple life. But for me, it's a good idea to feel into the fact that we're all superhuman. We're capable of so much. However, that potential gets lost in the translation of the society standards that the spells that we've been put under by these powers that were, these energies that don't have our best interests at heart. No way. They want us to be slaves. They want us to be battery hens for their agenda. And their agenda, it goes deep. I'm sure you guys, if you're listening to my stuff, you know. But at the same time, I like to simplify things. They want us in fear and frustration so they can have access and control of our energy, because our energy is so deep to them. I think it's going on through the news right now. There's a lot of truth that's coming through the news. It's so crazy that we're so conditioned in our lives that we can't believe as a collective. If it's on the news, it's official, it's real. Whereas if it's through a second or third party, well then, I don't know. Whereas that's the thing, is when you begin to go deeper within yourself, remove the stress, remove the anxiety, and vibrate higher. Vibrate to who you are. Vibrate to your unique divine balance. Well, then your soul's going to tell you. Your soul's going to be like, that information resonates. I'm gonna take that. Or that doesn't feel right. That's fear. That's not for me. You know, that's what it's all about. It's about raising your vibration so that your discernment, your truth, can dictate your experience. Whereas you can hear someone that you trust very, very much, and they might say something, you might just take it on. Oh yeah, that seems like truth to me. Because they know a lot, they're older than me. But it's like, oh, I wouldn't abandon myself so quickly if I was you. The more work that you do within, you could be young, you could be 16, I don't know. You could be super young listening to this and being like, I'm very pure. Because the thing is, the more young you are, the less programs, the less indoctrination through school, the less indoctrination through the system, through work, through society standards, through a lot of different dirt tactics, I like to call it, that the powers that were have put on us, the spells that they've put onto us, which limits our potential. All you got to do is believe in yourself, man, for anything and everything. It's all you got to do. Don't allow anyone else to tell you otherwise. Believe in yourself. Believe in others, of course. Empower others. Encourage others. All we've got to do is lift each other up. Play our unique role, whatever that is. Find your passion. Find your purpose. Just live. Enjoy life. It's a magical experience that we're undertaking right now. And that's the thing, is I was talking about, the younger you are, the less... the potential less indoctrination, the potential less heavy energy you're under. And you might be so, so, so enlightened to the truth, because you're so pure. That's all enlightenment is purity. The more that you raise your vibration, learn lessons, let go of old limiting beliefs, let go of old heavy energies, the more enlightened that you are, because the more pure that you are. Because when you're pure, you can basically sniff and smell like a bullshitter or a negative energy or discernment into what is real, what is not real, what is truth, what is not truth. It becomes obvious because you're navigating the high seas of the fifth dimension frequency, of the higher vibrational frequencies. We're all emitting a frequency right now, every single one of us. It's just up to each individual where they're at and their unique journey. Usually the ones that you like to hang around, the ones you like to speak to, are vibrating in a higher frequency, especially in this 2026 year, this moment, this higher vibrational moment that's capable, we're all capable of so much in. And that's why I just encourage you, get to nature, focus on your breath, regulate your nervous system. And by regulating your nervous system, by breathing, by being calm, you're doing so much for everyone around you. Because in a world right now, in the Western culture, where it's such a fast pace, it's such a hectic energy of like, I've got to do this, I've got to do that, I've got no time, this stresses, In the world of that, when you're calm, you know how much you're doing for everyone around you? You're being superhuman for those that have yet to remember that they are superhuman. You're showing them to be calm. Hey, be calm. Slow down. Catch up to the present moment. Because the thing is, when you get out to nature, breathe in these beautiful oxygen trees and become still. You don't necessarily need to be in nature, by the way. You can do this anywhere. Put your feet on the grass, ground. Look at the sun in your backyard. Just be still. In the stillness, the stress, the anxiety, the lower vibrational frequencies, energies, they rise to the surface. They want to be faced. They want to be released of your service because you're servicing them by not facing them. All you've got to do is face them. Allow them to leave. Like I said, when you get to nature, I highly recommend nature, and be still and breathe. A lot of these energies, they just leave naturally. You just got to get to nature. Breathe in that beautiful oxygen. I don't really talk about diet too much. That's a higher one as well. Diet is another one. If you haven't got time for nature, find it. But increasing your ability to have a beautiful, fulfilling diet with higher vibrational foods, raw foods even. Less cooking is you know, again, each to their own. Take or leave anything I say. Raw foods are so magnificent for you because you're eating life. You're eating life force energy, and that life force energy is going to fuel all of your cells. It's going to illuminate old stresses, old anxieties, old worries. Because when you let go of the past, when you let go of old energy, you allow in new energy. Let go to let in. This is an amazing podcast. I had no idea where this one was going to go. I'm rapt that we've gone here. This is a magical podcast for this particular moment in time. A message for this moment. Let's do some breathing, huh? It's a very simple life if we allow it to. It's a very simple life. Yeah, clean water as well. A water filter will go a long way for your consciousness, for your pineal gland. I've spoken about this in many different podcasts. Feel free to go through, especially on YouTube. There's videos about this, actually. Your diet is important. The food that you put into your body. Think about it, you know. What are you consuming? What are you bringing into your vessel? What information are you bringing in? What food are you bringing in? Friends and family, the energy that they're emitting, what are you bringing in there? What are you paying attention on the tell lies to your vision? The radio? What are you consuming? Are you being consumed by it and becoming a part of it? or are you a consumer? And consuming these different energies with an observational perspective. It's very interesting. That's why with your food, with your diet, I mean, I don't talk about it too much, to be honest, because it's such a touchy subject. But as time's gone on more and more, I'm speaking about it more. Take or leave what I say. You know, dairy is something that, as time's gone on, I'm just talking about the statistics of what's going on. But a lot of people are being pushed away from dairy because dairy is, I'm not going to give it a label, but dairy is being rejected by each individual's bodies. Lactose intolerance is becoming more and more common. Same as gluten-free. The wheat, and especially the Western cultures, the wheat of the way that they're doing it is, it's been very, very, it's cut corners. They're cutting a lot of corners, the wheat industry. Like, I've eaten stuff that's from overseas, wheat stuff from overseas, and I'm all right with that. But wheat stuff from this country, Terra Australis, that's its actual name, Australia. But Terra Australis from here, and I tell you what, my body rejects it, it bloats, it just gets heavy. That's why I had to let go of gluten for many, many years. I didn't even have gluten-free stuff for a few years as well. And now I have gluten-free and it's easy. But I like finding different gluten products that actually have real wheat because it's actually doable. Again, it's about, again, what am I putting into my vessel? I eat a lot of gluten-free stuff as well, of course. Yeah, it's a beautiful little message, this one here. It's an honor to share. You know, with food as well, I don't like to talk about meat because meat's a touchy subject. I'm just going to say that raw foods are very, very good for you. Vegetables, salads. You know, a lot of people will say, oh, where are you going to get your iron from though? And like, I haven't eaten meat in many, many years right now, and I feel fantastic. There's many different irons and the things that you get in meat, which is not actually alive anymore, by the way. I think the closest thing to being alive is kangaroo, from my awareness. I've learned this on my journey. I've never actually eaten it, but I've just heard that kangaroo is the most alive energy in meats. Like I said, I'm talking about life here, you know, fruit and veg and a lot of these energies that have been grown from Mother Gaia. But if meat still resonates with you, do it. You know, you do you. Take or leave anything I say. Everyone is built differently. Everyone is unique. That's why I don't like to talk about food, because people take it personally. And, you know, I ate meat for 27 years of my life. A lot of it. It was what it was, but my body just began to reject it. And it's all about, again, everyone do you. I'm here to provide awareness and information to raise your vibration, to give you a education as to make your own choices. And that's why if meat still resonates with you, do it. Do you feel it's your life? No one should be telling you what to do. That's why when you're consumed, you're being told what to do. You've been overrun by potentially family and friends, potentially the media, God of illusion. You know, you're being overrun. You're being consumed. You're being consumed potentially by what you're eating. I've got to do it because that's what everyone does. Well, fuck all of that. Do you. Whatever it is that you feel like you should be doing, do that. It's your life. Be you. Do you. Be free. Breathe. Shall we do some alternate nostril breathing? Let's just breathe. If you feel it. best thing you can do right now in this particular moment in time is regulate your nervous system for yourself and for everyone. If you enjoyed this message and you feel it can benefit someone that you know, feel free to share it. And remember, with an open mind and an open heart, anything is possible. Peace and love to you all.